The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 1st Chapter, text number 33, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 18th, 1975, in San Francisco.
Where have you come from, and for what reason are you forbidding us to touch the body of a jhana? Are you coming from the heavenly planets? Are you demigods, sub-demigods, or the best of the perfected devotees?
Kutsaba kutaya ayata kashmat asya nishidata king deva upadeva va yam king siddhasattava. Jamaraj, he has been given his jurisdiction on the lower portion of the universe. Patal. Jamaraj is not one of the candidates, but he has been designated to go down and administer the government there. So, Narayana Parasardi na Kutasana Bimbati. As a government servant, they have to go anywhere the government orders. You go and see there. So Jamaraj is although one of the Mahajans, great personality, most confidential devotee, an officer of Krishna. There are 12 great personalities. Lord Brahma, Sambhu, Narada Sambhu, Kumara, Kapila, Mano, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, Bali, Vaiya, Sakhi, Bayam. So Jamaraj is also one of the 12 exalted officers or representatives of Krishna. But still, he has gone to take charge of the judicial department for judging the sinful, not all, only the sinful. So, these Jamadutas, order carriers of Jamaraj, they are surprised to see how nice, they are good looking. So they are surprised and they are asking questions. Kosava, whose servants are? We are Jamaraj's servant. You are so ugly looking and you are so beautiful. So whose servants you are? Kosha, who means either whose servant or whose son, like that. Kosava kutvayato, and where from you are coming? Kosma, and what is the business? Here you have got, you are so nice looking. We have come to take this sinful man, and what business you have got here? Why you are forbidding us? King Deva, are you demigods or semi-demigods? The upper planetary system, there are gods, demigods. But Juyam King Siddha Sattama. Siddha Sattama means in the spiritual world. Siddha means complete, perfect, and Sattama, devote. Within this material world, there is one Siddha Loka. Siddha, Charana. They are called Siddha means all the yogic, mystic powers they have got. Naturally. Here, in this, on the earthly planet, if we want to get some mystic power, we have to practice it. By yoga, mystic, exercise. But in that planet, Siddha Lok, they are born perfect. Just like, if you want to swim in the water, you have to learn it. You have to practice it. But within the sea or water, even a small fish, he can very expertly swim. Born qualities. You cannot go against the current of the sea or the water of the river, but a small fish takes pleasure going against the current. Tulsidas has said that to go against the current is very difficult, even an elephant is washed out. But a small fish, because he has taken shelter of the ocean, he can go against the current. This is it. So, if we take shelter of Krishna, then even the current is against, we can go. Because the same example, the fish has taken shelter of the ocean, although very small animal, he can go against it. So, siddha sattama, siddhas, here we have to practice to become siddha, perfect. And they are, in the siddha loka, they are so perfect that they can go from one planet to another. The yogis can go, but they are born yogis. One planet, this is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we have seen, this second canto, there is siddha loka. So many planets are there, so many opulences are there, that it cannot be compared. There is description, so one planet to another, or one planet to the Sumeru hills, there is long millions of miles made of gold. They are gold. Similarly copper. Similarly there are different oceans. Now, we may not believe, but there is no question of believing. You cannot say there is no such thing, but we can say, because we get the information from the Shastra, you have no evidence, so you cannot say no. You can say maybe, but we don't say maybe there is, because we get the information from the Shastra. So, kasyava akuto ayata, kasmadasya nisidata. Then why you are forbidding her? You look so nicely, very highly born, and why you are forbidding us? We have come here to discharge our duties to take this man to Jamalok. He is so sinful. Why you are interrupting our business? Yes. So, the next verse says, the description is there of the Vishnu Duta. So, sarve padma palasaksha, exactly the feature like Narayana. Padma palas, their eyes are compared with the lotus petal. Very nice. Sarve, all of you. Looks so nice. Padma palasa aksha pita kaushya basasa. Vaikuntha people, they also dress with yellow cloth. Kaushya, or this saffron color. This is Vaikuntha dress. Kaushya, pita, dress, garments, kiritina with helmets, kundalina, nice earring, kiritina, kundalina, lasat puskara malina, and very nice flower garland. This is Vaikuntha Dev. Rasat Puskaramani, no? Sarvecha Nutnabaya, all young men. In Vaikuntha there is no old age. Although they are eternal. That is the real form of the spirit. The old age is due to this body, material body. Material thing is born and stays for some time and then it is annihilated. So, after the time of annihilation, it becomes so old, nasty, bad-looking. But in the Vaikuntha there is no such thing. Nitya Sasatayam. The Vaikuntha planet, because that is spiritual body, that is Nitya. Sasata. Never it becomes, just like Krishna or Narayana or Vishnu. They are not old. You'll find all these pictures of Narayana, Vishnu, Krishna, all young men. So they are also, the inhabitants of Vaikuntha, the spiritual planet, they are also exactly of the same feature. You everything get exactly like God. This is Vaikuntha law. The opulence is also like that. Shasti, there are five kinds of mukti, liberation. One is sajujya, to merge into the existence. That is also mukti. But Vaishnava does not like such kind of mukti. They think to merge, to become one with the Supreme and lost our individuality, that is Vaishnava thinks as hell. Kaivallam narakayat. Why? We shall keep ourselves, our individuality, the body exactly like Krishna. In the Goloka Vrindavan, they keep exactly like 200 Krishna. And the Vaikuntha, they also keep themselves 400 as Vishnu, Narayana. So, the Vaishnavas are very intelligent. They want to keep themselves in as good as God, sometimes more than God, Vaishnava. That is very intelligent. You know, what is the use of becoming one? I lose my individuality. That is Jnani's aspiration. But bhaktas, they want to keep association with Krishna or Vishnu in the same opulence, same prosperity, everything, bodily features the same, everything. So, advaita achyuta anadi ananta rupam adyam purana purusam navajauvana. Lord Vishnu, Narayana, Krishna, all the liberated devotees there, they are of the same bodily feature, Navajovan, always young. Therefore it is said, sarvecha nutna bayasa. Bayasa means age. And nutna means just face young man. Nutna bayasa, sarve charu chaturbhuja. All of you are very beautiful with four hands. So even the living entities, they have got four hands, not empty hands, with good ornament, good dress, and the complexion, color, everything like Vishnu. Everything like Vishnu. Sarve charu chaturbhuja dhanu nishanga osi gada shankha chakram bhujasriya. And the weapons, dhanu, bow, dhanu, nishanga, asi, the arrows, and the sword, Goda, club, Shankha, council, and Chakra, this as Vishnu as Sudarshan Chakra, Shankha Chakra Goda Padma. There are 14 different forms of Vishnu according to the position of the weapon in different hands. Beginning with Shankha Chakra Goda Padma. Then Chakra Goda Shankha Padma in this way, this description is there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And according to the change of the weapon, the different names are there. One Vishnu Murti is called Vamana, one Vishnu is called Govinda. In this way, there are 24 forms of Vishnu, Shankha Chakra Gada Padma, according to their placing in different hands. So, these Vishnu Dutas, they are exactly dressed like Vishnu, or equipped with ornaments and everything. Then again, Disha Vithimira Loka. And on account of their presence, they have got also bodily effulgence. As Vishnu has got bodily effulgence, similarly, the Vishnu Dutas, they are also the bodily effulgence, so that wherever they will go, it will be illuminated. There is no necessity of light or sunshine. They, personally, they make the place illuminated. Disho Vithimira. Vithimira means darkness. And Vi means without. Wherever they will be present. Therefore, in the spiritual world, everyone has got the spiritual effulgence. So whole planet is full of effulgence. Just like one example is here in this material world, the sun. There are living entities. They are also all light because their body is made of fire. And many hundreds and thousands and millions of people with the fiery body, they are living, therefore you will find all a sun fire. Light. Just like you can see from distance a big city, the light is coming up. Is it not? In the night you see a big city and you are in the village, you will find a big light is coming. So that is artificial, electric light. But in the Vaikuntha Loka, normally, regularly, their body is light. We have got one example to learn, the sun planet. Everything is fiery there. Don't think that there is no light. Just like they are concluding in this moon planet there is no light. No. Every planet is full of living entities, either in the Vaikuntha Loka or in this material. Sarvava, Sanu, Achulayam. Living entities are everywhere. Therefore, we cannot believe that these people went to moon planet because they say there is no living entity. That is not possible. That is not possible. Living entities are everywhere. Even in the fiery planet, like the sun, they are not. But we are rascals. We think everyone is rascalized. Atavat mannati jagat. If one is rascal, he thinks all others are rascals. That is nature. He cannot think that somebody is more intelligent than me. He thinks I am a rascal, therefore everyone is. Atabat mannati jagat. This is the formula. You will find the example, just like a deaf man, he speaks very slowly. He thinks the other man is also speaking slowly. No. He is deaf, other man is crying, but he is hearing very slow. Therefore, a deaf man speaks very slow, he thinks that he is speaking slow. This is the nature. So, because we cannot live in the fire, it does not mean that there is no such living entity whose body is made of fire. Because I cannot live in the water, don't think there is no living entity. Huge, big, big living entities are there within the water. Why should you think there is no living entity? Similarly, the watery living entities, they may think there is nobody in the land because they cannot live in the land. This is God's creation. Vichitra. Vichitra means varieties. Varieties. They are living entities on the earth, within the earth. You see, when you go to the beach, there are so many living entities within the earth. Or here, within the wall, there are so many living entities. Sarvaga. Everywhere there are living entities. There is living entity in the water, there is living entity on the land, there is living entity on the air, why not in the fire? Fire is also one of the five elements. Earth, water, fire, air, and the sky. So, if there are living entities in the water, on the earth, in the air, in the sky, what is the objection? Not in the fire. This is foolishness. And Krishna says, in the Bhagavad Gita, imam vivasati yugam prathvana homabhayam. I spoke this philosophy formally to the sun god. So unless there is sun god or the king of the sun planet, so if this king is there, the citizens must be there, the kingdom must be there, but they are made of fire. Similarly, in the Vaikuntha world, everything is spiritual. That we have to learn. We cannot make our own conclusion foolishly. That is not possible. So, these people never saw the Yamadutta, such persons with four hands so decorated, so effulgent. So they were surprised that you are so nice. So, diśo vitimira loka kurvanta sena tejasa. By your personal effulgence, you are illuminating wherever you are standing. Diśo kimatthaṁ dharma pālasya kinkarāṅgno niṣedat. You look so beautiful and gentle. Why you are doing this wrong thing? You have come to discharge our duty and you are forbidding us. But they could understand that they are so powerful, they have stopped us to touch Ajamin's body. If we forcibly do, they can punish us. The Yamadutas could understand. Therefore, politely asking that you are so gentle, so good-looking, so nice, why this is your business that you are forbidding us in discharging our duty? Kimatthaṁ dharmapālasya. Dharmapāla, we are also acting not whimsically, we are working under the dharmarāj, Yamarāj, who is justice, how to make judgment against the sinful man. He is appointed for this purpose. And we are just carrying out his order. Then you look so gentle and highly exalted. Why you are forbidding us? This is very... Kimattha dharma palasya kinkurang no nisedata. So, we get description of the Vishnu Dutas. Now at least we can think if we are transferred to the spiritual world, how much happy we shall be, how much opulent we shall be. Here we are thinking, possessing one tin car, made of tin, and after 1 year it is smashed, and throw it again. and we become very opulent. So we do not know what is opulence there in the spiritual world, not only in the spiritual, even in this material world, in the higher planetary system. There are many, many different types of opulence. Sarvaloka, this moon planet is also one of the opulent planets within this material world. So that is very, very nice. But these people say they went there and could not find any living entity. So if we believe in this one Bhagavatam, we have to conclude that these people did not go at all in the moon planet. You have to believe this or that, as you like. But we get information from Srimad Bhagavatam. The moon planet is one of the heavenly planets. If somebody goes there, he can live there for 10,000s of years. 10,000s of years means our calculation six times. Then 60,000s of years like of this planet. These descriptions are there. So these are the ideas one can understand what will be our opulence if by chance, not by chance, by our activities. What is that activity? That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma cha me dibbam jo janati tat. You try to understand Krishna. Simply try to understand. Don't conclude that Krishna is like us, ordinary human being, maybe little learned, more than us, or little power. No. He is the Supreme Personality of God. By His mercy, full, or causeless mercy, He descends to exhibit His form, His activities, so that He can see. Just like in the Buckingham Palace in London, many people are standing. Sometimes the Queen comes and stands on the corridor and everyone can see. That is Queen's mercy. Not that because she comes in the audience of so many public men, therefore she is also one of them. This is nonsense conclusion. Similarly, Krishna, by His causeless mercy, if He comes, some rascals say that God cannot come. Why? Why God cannot come? If He is all-powerful, why He cannot come? That does it mean the God is subject to your dictation, that He cannot come? This is foolishness. Yes, God can come, therefore He is all-powerful. He can exhibit Himself to the audience of common man. But only the fortunate man can understand here is God. That is the difference. Krishna, when appeared, few men upon on this planet could understand that here is the Supreme Personality of God. Especially the Pandavas. They are so fortunate, they could understand Krishna, Kunti, their mother. She could understand. Kunti Stotra prayer will find how she had realized that Krishna, although he is playing just like my nephew, my brother's son, but no, he is the Supreme Personality. Even Dhritarashtrani. Dhritarashtrani knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. When Krishna sent His messenger to Dhritarashtra, Ukrut, to advise him that why you are envious of your nephews, stop this. Before the war of Kurukshetra, Dhritarashtra admitted, I know that the advice has come from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But I am so unfortunate, I cannot give up my this habit. Please excuse me. So even Dhritarashtra knew. And what to speak of the Pandava. So that is the defect of conditioned souls, that they want to see God. Even God comes personally, they cannot see. They cannot. So who can see? Premanyana Churita Bhakti. One who has got love for God, he can see God all the time. Now what to speak of God comes personally before him. So we have to learn from the Supreme Personality of Godhead everything. What is the situation of this material world? What is the situation of the spiritual world? Everything perfectly there is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and we have to learn, then our life is successful. Thank you very much.